I have an issue which I believe only you can assist. Well, yes, actually, I have a friend.
Is their name Dick?
No, her name is Roydy.
Rachel?
No, Roydy.
Do you know that I've got a singing bowl and sort of my ass is stuck in there?
A what?
Singing bowl.
A bowl. Oh, the Tibetan singing bowl for your... Are you a Reiki practitioner, or you had somebody stick a Tibetan singing bowl up your ass?
But I'm now going to be offering my services in Hawaii.
But I don't... Are you a Reiki master, though? I don't think you've achieved that level, have you?
Well, now I've devoted my entire life to Reiki.
Cheryl, I have a serious problem. Roydy is Lapsy's identical cousin. And Roydy is like... I don't know what to do about it. I need some advice. Because it's like...
Is it your father? He's got the Roy.
No, it's... never mind who it is. It is...
Okay.
I'll just say that whosoever Roy it is, it's sticking to my panties.
Oh, God.
And it's getting annoying. I think it might be getting better, but do you know of a home remedy for the roid? I mean, because since you have a prolapse. But it was weird. It was after I ate that pumpkin pie after the Obama rally. I took a shit the next day, and all of a sudden I got a saber-tooth hemorrhoid.
And you know what I do?
What do you do?
I make a pot of pasta.
Okay.
Put the water on the stove. Turn it on high.
Okay.
And then, when the water is boiling, I slowly lower my legs into the water and let it sit for about 15 minutes. Once the blood has drained out of the roids, I remove it and make a delicious pasta salad.
Red sauce?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd like that. I mean, it seems like it would hurt.
Well, no pain, no disappearing roids.
But seriously, it hurts. I mean, what do you... Can you just... Do you know of a way to push it back in with a hemorrhoid? I know you push it back in with your prolapse.
Well, you could ask... I believe there's somebody close to you that has experienced...
Andy Melton?
And therefore carries with him a duty squirt. Mm-hmm.
Andy Melton.
No.
Listen, don't go there.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
we're not talking about... I don't want to duty squirt. Duty squirt is not an option.
I don't want to talk about panic sniff.
Listen, why can you not let me follow the direct the conversation?
I'm
going to have to bleep you with when you say duty squirt. Why can't you just answer the question? How do you push a hemorrhoid back in? I tried pushing
it
back
in.
How? Not sitting?
By picking it. Pick it. Pop it.
Now, the other problem, Cheryl, is when I fart, it seems to vibrate like a kazoo. I feel like I'm sitting on the reed of a saxophone. Did you ever play the saxophone?
So does it look like that photo from the Craigslist?
Oh, I haven't, you know, I wouldn't dare look at it, Cheryl, but I'm sure it's about 20 times the size of that little old thing. That was like mini...
Take a photo.
No, that was
put
like...
Put it on the album mark.
Those looked more like...
Is it like the one in the Granny Tranny?
I don't know. Oh, I don't remember that. I mean, I remember... I
think you have a photo, Nate. You remember.
Well, honestly, I think mine's bigger. It's just, I don't look at it. I won't because I feel like I'll be terrified. But it feels like, what did I call it on my last program? I made a new word just for this thing coming out of my asshole. I missed yoga this morning. I'm so upset with myself. Shortening. Oh, yeah. Ass toe. It's ass toe. You have ass cunt. I have ass toe. I have a toe coming out of my ass, Cheryl. A toe. And
I. Nothing wrong with that.
There is a plenty wrong with that when it's your ass, and God know whose toe. Really, I need to know what to do about ass toe. Do you think the preparation H would help?
Preparation H. Apparently.
You think it would help? Because I just don't want the black women at the Walgreens to know that I have roids. I think they should have a dispensary machine for that. You shouldn't have to tell anyone you have roids when you got roids. I mean, she make what? She makes minimum wage.
$2.99.
She don't gotta know about my problem. She ain't signed no HIPAA statement, right? Yet she know I got the roid if I buy a tube. Although I could tell her it's for my wrinkles. God knows I have enough of them. Cheryl, explain to me this. As you ponder my hemorrhoid issue, which you're not taking seriously at all, what in the world is wrong with tranny wisdom? She can't even wear no titty. She can't even put... She is such a lazy tranny that she can't even put some fucking cotton in a pair of goddamn knee highs and stick them in her fucking shirt. What in the Christ is wrong with that thing? Tell me, and don't avoid the question.
Well, I want to know, where did she get that outfit?
Right, I think it's from the Solid Gold Dancers of the early... whatever.
Because it looks very eerily familiar. And I think I've seen it on somebody that liked Gold Lame.
Cheryl, did you... Who?
Seth.
A black woman?
Seth Mary.
Oh, black girl.
Mary.
Oh, girl, you're right. I didn't
She's
think of
trying to emulate her, I think.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Let me just put this out. I love the Wand of Wisdom.
Of course you
I'm just confused as to what is going on there.
Well, have you ever seen a horror movie? Like Halloween or Carrie? I think it was like that, where you scare people and then you murder them. It was that kind of thing. Cheryl, have you seen what Viet John Tran posted? He posted some stills from her show just earlier on Facebook. Did you see that?
No.
You're not going to be happy about it, Cheryl. It's some scary shit. Because Wanda Dunn took her shirt off.
What?
Yeah. Go to Viet. Do you have Viet John? Viet John. On your business, I think I might have to fall out and throw up at the same time. Do you have it there? Talk.
Oh, no.
Do you need smelling salts, Cheryl? By the way, do you remember Dave Calderbank? He used to be on my show a lot and sent. I hear the gasp. She must have found it.
Oh no.
Are you looking at it?
Oh, she's wearing the peach.
Honeys, do you see the shirt where they take their shirts off?
Peach.
Oh, what was that peach's name? Peaches.
She's wearing, remember when you posted that photo and she was pissed and she took it off Flickr and luckily we found
Peaches.
It?
Peaches, yeah, her name was Peaches.
No, bitch, the outfit. Peach outfit.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, when she posted those pictures, she called herself Peaches.
Well, all I have to say is I think that she wants some dick. And so she's realizing that being a tranny, unless you want a tranny chaser, don't be getting your dick.
I got to take that out,
that's
right?
That's why I was like, man, you're being insensitive.
Should I take that out except for the part where we talk about taking it out so people won't know what we're talking about? Probably.
Well, you just kind of said who it was, so...
But I'm going to take that part out, right? Unless I forget to. Right?
Oh, this makes sense. You know what? I don't care.
Oh.
You do what you're going to do. I didn't say nothing wrong. I was telling you, you were being insensitive. So you're the one that looks like a dumbass.
Okay,
Surprise, that's a first.
Okay, question.
Answer, dumbass, insensitive bitch. Sure. Hello?
Question number 80.
Okay.
How come, well, first of all, don't forget about my roid issue. I want you to ponder this and figure out my problem.
Okay, well, I'll do it this afternoon. I mean, I'll think about it, but I'll do have to go soon. So hurry up with your questions.
Did you see the album art for that Andy Melton made for Yeast Radio number 873? Three messes eating yeast. Hello? Do you see it?
Oh no!
What are you doing? What's that noise? Hello? What are you doing? Can you speak English and not tweet? Cheryl!
The point of it is that a mechanic does look like a rape can.
Okay, that's all
rape
I wanted to know.
Very busy being the manager of a Reiki business. And, you know, I would like some singing bowels.
But that's change. I like what Andy wrote at the top, change. Because that really is change, sex change. I didn't know that's what Obama was talking about. Now, what am I going to do about my roid? I got an ass toe, Cheryl. I got an ass toe and I need help. And if you're a friend...
I'm talk to Goatsy on the X-Tube. He's got videos showing his anal camel toe.
So you're saying I should stretch my asshole apart the size of a dinner plate and that'll help my ass toe?
Seems to help her.
That's not a solution, Cheryl. I guess I'll just have to take a sitz bath again. Oh, my third question for you. Listen. This is the real point of the hemorrhoid, but let's just give a hypothetical. Let's say you meet someone, a lesbian, and she wants to eat your pussy out, right? And the pussy is very near the asshole. And you got Montezuma sticking out of your asshole.
I am this one telling where I had a roid, and it was very prolapsed. It was three entire prolapse. And I was walking down the street in very tight jeans that were pushing my extended roids to the front. And I fucked myself with my roids. It was very embarrassing. And I happened to be cruising, and I didn't realize I was fucking myself. And the young man was like, what's going on here? You got a dildo in your cunt? And I said, what are you talking about? And I looked down, and when I bent down, the roids kind of slithered out, because, you know, it went back.
What, were you wearing short shorts? What do you mean they slithered out? You're wearing jeans or short shorts?
Puddin' shorts.
Puddin' shorts? What are puddin' shorts? Oh.
You know, within Rolling Stones and the
You
nice
mean Wanda's buckle. Ex-boyfriend Gooden Puddin', low self-esteem mm-hmm. boyfriend.
Nah, I'm sure that the next one will be pretty.
I love how you answer my questions. You know, I ask you serious questions. You claim to be a friend, and you don't help. No, I'm not going to fuck myself. First of all, it's not long enough to stick in my vagina. Second of all, I don't know how that's going to help getting eaten out. Oh, that's just a hemorrhoid sticking up my cunt. Go ahead and eat. How is that going to solve my problem, fucking Cheryl? How is that going to solve my problem?
Really have a hemorrhoid?
What do you think I've been talking about for the last fucking 10 minutes?
Well, sometimes I don't know if this is a little bit of fiction and some reality.
I don't... When have I ever been fictional on this pogloma, bruh? I have a hemorrhoid, Cheryl. And
right.
That's all you need to know. Now, I need help. If I'm getting eaten out,
Does
I need to know...
Does your friend Dick have a hemorrhoid, too?
No. They're not contagious. But what do I say? I mean, do you just say, look, I have a hemorrhoid. Don't go there. And it's sticking in my panties, so it can't be good. Or do I just say, look.
Wear red panties. They can't see the blood.
Or you can.
When they try to go back there, smack their face and say, I'll tell you when you can go there, and it ain't today, Mary.
Well, that's kind of what I did, except for the red panty. But what if I just say front butt, no back butt today, honey?
Sure. Sometimes you can't tell the difference, but...
Oh, no, with me you can. The stenches are quite remarkably distinct.
Okay.
Get it? Distinct. But what I don't understand, Cheryl, is why is it sticky? I have been washing my asshole extremely well. I even went to the jacuzzi yesterday at the gym.
I told you what to do, pop it.
You can't pop a roidy.
Well, Why not?
Well, isn't it just...
Just cut it off like a wand did.
No.
The grape off.
Well, I have this giant clip that I use that's like to clip the green screen onto a pole. It's kind of like a gigantic nipple clamp. I could clip it, but then I have a clamp sticking out of my hole. Cheryl, this is awful.
Surgical scissors.
Let's see what my ads are today. Vaginal discharge, NABC. How to cure yeast infection. Oh, pictures of yeast infection. Now, why would somebody with pictures of yeast infection pay to have an ad on my show? Why would anybody pay so that you could see pictures of vaginal yeasts? Huh?
Tons.
You should listen to Max Kaiser. They were talking about you on Karma Bank the other day.
What?
They were talking about you and Andy on Karma Bank Radio.
What did they say?
They were actually being very flattering. They said the only show they like to listen to, the only podcast that is worth listening to is Yeast Radio because Madge tell it like it is. And they have this person named Andy. They didn't say he's enormously obese, but they were thinking it. And they said, but the real reason is because of this Cheryl. And Cheryl says, a lot. And now Max says, this is what she said. And Stacey said, Max cannot stop saying, And he said, that's because of Cheryl.
Is he going to smoke his legs?
Right. No, he don't. He don't, but you do. And then there's Dave Calderbank. Remember her? Remember Aya?
Oh, sure. What happened to her?
Well, you know, she's been out there, as they say, acting out. And, you know, I didn't know what happened to her. And when people run away from my show, I usually just figure, oh, that sucks. You know, they'll come back someday. Like Mr. Zichi's been gone forever. I don't know what happened to her. But So Dave Calderbank's, and at one point I noticed that Dave Calderbank was leaving comments on Hyper Nonsense, which is another fine podcast. And I saw Dave Calderbank is commenting on this show like he used to comment on mine. And I said, Andy, what's going on? He said, do you want to know why he stopped listening to your show? I said, absolutely not.
Cheryl.
Well, I'm getting there. So yesterday I got an email, right? Let me read it. Hey, Madge. He sent me a song, which I'll play at the end. I'm sure you'll love it. Hey, Madge, been a long time. Hope all is well. Haven't been listening to your show on a regular basis. Just checked it out once in a while. Like once every 2 years. Don't know why. I guess I'll blame Cheryl. That's the easiest and most logical way out.
Except for I've hardly been on your program. So I'm confused as to how that has to do.
You've been on
with
a lot.
Anything.
Well, it was an excuse, I think, is the point he was making.
Okay.
Now, did you
just blame Cheryl instead of the real reason, which is Matt Weinstein, Rachel Payne, and Andy Milton?
Yeah, you got that right. Well, I posted a show yesterday because it's Navla Pomova. You're supposed to do a show every day. So I posted a show yesterday, 30 seconds long. I got home at 3 in the morning. I'm like, fuck, I'm never going to make it to yoga, which I didn't. But I got to post a Navla Diploma. So I just clicked a bunch of Listwoods, and then I posted it, 30 seconds long. I think it's the quickest I've ever produced a show in my life.
It's really nice. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I understand you have to go, Cheryl.
Yes, and I wish you luck.
How did it go with your...
I'm very sad that you didn't win the podcast award.
I didn't?
Program.
I didn't know that. Cheryl.
Oh, well, you know.
Cheryl, how did your daycare exam go? I understand you had a big daycare exam.
Oh, I don't know. We'll find out in a few weeks if it failed.
But how do you think you did?
Did you
do okay on the molestation section at least? I would think you'd be doing good there.
There was no such section.
Oh, you poor dear.
I had an accident. It was one of those scan throwing tests. And, let's just say I had a little accident with the downstairs that ended up making my Scantron, all the pencil smeared, and my thing was all soggy.
Why
didn't
you ask for a new one?
The ovals. Mm-hmm.
But don't they have a practical? I thought they had a practical for molestation.
Practical?
Yeah. Do you know what a practical is?
No.
It's when you actually have to do something like a doctor, a medical student would have a practical to learn how to do an appendectomy where you demonstrate that you can actually do it. I mean, what good is a molestation exam when you don't actually have to show how to do
it?
I
only examined once, honey.
What was it?
It was to make sure that I could take care of the children, in theory.
Well, you know, I heard your business is doing really poorly because a lot of people can't afford daycare anymore and they're taking their kids out. Does that affect
that
you?
Ain't true.
The economy?
Nope.
You must be really successful.
Keep gonna work.
Someday I might be working at your daycare center, I have a feeling.
And my daycare is free.
Yeah, I know that. We covered that, and it was awfully suspicious.
A nonprofit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. You profit.
I'm a nonprofit, just like the Church of Latter-day Saints.
Okay.
You know?
What do you have any requests for my next video? Because, as you know, I have to do videos every month. I'm thinking, I don't know. I was thinking about doing an axe match about the hemorrhoid. But the problem is I don't have an answer, and that's kind of why I was hoping to get an answer from you. Because having...
If you give me an equivalent to that, then I can get you an answer.
Okay. Okay, let's talk serious. What will you do for me if I get somebody to give you an iPod Touch?
I'll be on your program.
Well, I need writing, so if you can help me by writing Axe Madge episodes, the entire thing, right? So all I have to do is read it from the teleprompter. How many episodes would you write for me?
One.
No.
And I also get royalties.
Cheryl, I'm being serious. I'm trying to get you an iPod Touch. The 8 gigabyte is only $229.
32, Nate. 32.
Okay, how about this? How about for every gigabyte of iPod Touch, you have to write one episode of Axe Madge?
Oh, fuck no.
How long will it take you?
What if I write, hello, Nate. Oh, I had a question come in.
You write...
It was, what do I do about my hemorrhoid? The answer, shut the fuck up.
You have to really put more thought into it, but... You pretend to be the caller because everybody knows the questions are fake. So you say, "Dear Madge, I have a hemorrhoid. My name is my gal Sal, and my girlfriend has a problem where she sees that
I have
a hemorrhoid."
Oh, I gotta go. Come on.
All right.
Give me an iPod and all that.
You're right. How many episodes? Well, I'm not going to ask Wayne to give you an iPod unless you're going to do something for me. So I guess you ain't going to get one.
What you want me to do?
I want you to write 6 episodes of Axe Madge for me. I mean,
I might be able to.
They're only, these can be short. They can be 1-minute things. I come on, hello, I'm Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. Today we have a question from, and then you make up a person from Salt Lake City, uterus.
Hi.
Here's the letter. Dear Madge, I have a vagina, but it's too wide for my husband. He puts his cock in it, and he feels like he's swimming in the River Styx. And
I'm sure I could come up with something. If we're working on a 32 gigabyte, then I would be very creative, but I have to warn you, and we'll be very dirty.
Well, that's fine. I don't care.
Okay. Yes.
All right, Aunt Wayne. So please do that for her, maybe.
I will commence writing episodes. Thank you.
But Wayne, if you decide to do this for her, you need to get it in writing from her that she will do that before you send the thing.
Please, you know I'll do that shit for you. Come on.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure it'll be.
Ain't got nothing else.
I'm sure it'll be an astounding success, just like what was it, Petita Tequila.
You know what? That would have been a very big success if they weren't so scared of my race.
Yeah. Well, it's good to... I actually think it was more my fault for showing corpses when you talked about the product. Yep. But, okay.
Corpses and tequila go well together. All right, I'll talk to you soon, mates.
Bye, Clorox. Coif. Now let's play that Dave Calderbank song. Okay, Dave Calderbank song. Where is it? Hello? Oh, okay. Let's find it here. Let's see. Although Dave won't listen to the show because it has Cheryl in it. So I'll wait till next time, actually. Yeah. No, fuck him. You know what? I'll play it now. And if he doesn't hear it and gets mad at me because I didn't play his song, when really it's because I played it during a Cheryl show, that's his fucking fault. You know what I mean? Since when do I have to pander? I don't work for no one. I'm fired. I'm an independent, freelanced bitch now, again. Fuck it. And Matt Burgess, when you keep promising me new music, you haven't sent me shit. So I don't want any more fucking excuses about what you're working on. I don't want any more excuses about how slow your fucking dial-up is. It wasn't too slow to upload your own videos. So send me some goddamn music. It doesn't have to be your own music. I just need to know what the kids are listening to today. I need something new, honey.
Yes, yes, we are the guardians of freedom. My father was a foreign student, born and raised in a small village in Kentucky. He grew up herding goats, went to school in a tin shack. His father, my grandfather, was a cook, a domestic servant to the British. But my grandfather had larger dreams for his son. Through hard work and perseverance, my father got a scholarship to study in a magical place, America. Had shown as a beacon of freedom and opportunity to so many who had come before. While studying here, my father met my mother. She was born in a town on the other side of the world, in Kansas.
Yes, yes, we are the guardians of freedom!
Her father worked on oil rigs and farms through most of the Depression. The day after Pearl Harbor, my grandfather signed up for duty. Joint Task Force marched across Europe. Back home, my grandmother raised a baby and went to work on a bomber assembly line. After the war, they studied on the GI Bill, bought a house through FHA, and later moved west, all the way to Hawaii in search of opportunity. And they too had big dreams for their daughter. A common dream born of two kinds. My parents shared not only an improbable life, they shared an abiding faith in the possibility of success. They would give me an African name, Barack, but believing in a tolerant America, your name is no barrier to success. They imagined me going to the best schools in the land, even though they weren't rich, because in a generous America, they're both passed away now. And yet I know that on this night, they just look down on me with great pride. They stand here, and I stand here today,
I believe it.
Grateful for the diversity of my heritage. Where my parents dreamed
to
belong
to
my
freedom
daughter. I stand here knowing that my story is part of a larger American story. I owe a debt to all of those who came before me. No other country on earth is my story even possible.
I am not setting myself above any law.
Wait.
Tonight,
watch and learn.
We gather to affirm the greatness of our nation.
New world order.
Not because of the height of our skyscrapers, or the power of our military, or the size of our economy. Our pride is based on a very simple premise. Summed up in a declaration made over 200 years ago. Holding to self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is the true genius of America. A faith in simple dreams, an insistence on small miracles.
We're
tucking our children at night. Know that they are fed and clothed and
we're not about to make that same mistake.
Just say what we think, write what we think without hearing a sudden knock on the door. And we can have an idea and start our own business without paying the price. That we can participate in the political process without fear of retribution, and that our votes will be counted at least most of the time.
A new world order.
You
prolapse, oh me so prolapse, oh me so prolapse, me prolapse long time, oh me so prolapse, oh me so prolapse, oh me so prolapse, me prolapse long time, come on.
Hold on, that's good.